Today is my toddler Dakota's second day at dinosaur camp.
Oof. So awesome. There's not a lot of things that I'm jealous over toddlers over.
Mm-hmm.
Nap time's one of them.
Yep.
Unlimited snacks whenever you want it.
True.
The ability to have chicken nuggets for both breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yep.
Actually, you know what? This list is getting longer. Maybe I am very jealous of toddlers. But now the latest thing that I'm jealous about it, the trigger really for me, is this dinosaur camp.
So I've been concerned about dinosaur camp because Dakota's 2.5 years old. This is her first time in a real, like, social situation with other children where my husband and I are not around.
Yeah, you can't make excuses for her.
Right. So, like, and as I've said plenty of times over the last few months is, you know, I hit the trifecta with Dakota because she is my precious, beautiful little girl that brings me the most joy in my life. But she's also a biter, a hitter, and a spitter.
Wow.
Yeah, all three. So I'm concerned about how is she going to behave? Because when I watch her at swim lessons, where I can watch her through the glass,
right?
She's the one that antagonizes and starts the other kids to doing bad things.
Nice.
Like the minute the instructor turns around, she starts looking over at the two boys and she starts kicking her feet in the water and splashing. And then I see the instructor turn around and go, Dakota, no splashing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. At dinosaur camp, Anna, I feel like that behavior is kind of, it's okay. It's all good. She's a meat eater.
Yeah, but she bites me, my husband, and my older daughter, Hayden. I just am really afraid that she's going to think that she's a dinosaur and she's going to bite the other students. Now, I've been assured by the instructors that she did not bite anybody and that she was a perfect little angel. Mm-hmm. But here's what I know. The more comfortable she gets, the more questionable it becomes.
Yeah, what do they do at dinosaur camp primarily, right? So, I mean, do they run around? They must scream. There must be roaring and stomping of feet, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I guess they look for dinosaurs in the woods. I don't have the heart to tell them that they're never going to find it. Right? Like, at some point, like, doesn't somebody have to be like, I guess today is not the day. Like, how long do you go to dinosaur camp until you realize there's no dinosaurs?
It's a sham. Right. They're not keeping the dinosaurs in the woods behind this one building.
Right. I mean, part of me feels bad. Part of me thinks it's genius. I'm going to have her just wander around the yard for hours looking for dinosaurs at home, too.
I tell you, it's the only thing that I want to do with my summertime. If I was independently wealthy and had time off, space camp, dinosaur camp.
Yeah, and eating goldfish and strawberries for snacks.
I mean, all of this is fantastic.
All right. Well, nap time is at noon, so get excited for that. Vanessa wrote on our Facebook page they had a hot dog cart. What?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I do like the snacks, the carnival type foods. I went to one time where they had a hot dog cart. They had a, you know, the candy?
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
Yes.
Yes, that was so great. And the kettle corn. They had all three of those going.
Yeah, wedding season is back. And there's weddings again, which is exciting because there's nothing better than going to a wedding with good food.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially for a foodie like me. Like, a lot of times I don't even remember who got married. I just remember, like, what I ate and whether or not it was good. And I'm excited to see what this post-pandemic food trends are going to be. Because, you know, like, the food trends really show up in the weddings.
I went to one the other day, and I'm walking by. And, you know, this is a faux pas, but I did it anyways, right? So the wedding party is off taking photos during the cocktail hour, and they've got their own tray of food down by them.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody's eating it because they're busy. Well, I walked by, and there was this bruschetta that just looked fabulous.
How did you say that?
Bruschetta.
Uh-huh.
So I grabbed the bruschetta. Like, how am I supposed to say it?
Bruschetta. Go ahead.
This is America.
Okay.
People don't talk like that.
All right.
Come on.
So you ate the bruschetta.
I walk by. I see the bruschetta.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I pick up the bruschetta or whatever I'm picking up.
Right.
I shove it in my mouth, and I'm going to keep walking. You know what I mean? Because, again, this is the wedding party's food.
Yeah.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. I turned around and threw three more pieces of that bread on my tray right there as people were watching, and then I ran away.
That's good. That's good.
It was so yummy.
Yeah. What was the unique food trend that you had at your wedding? For me, you can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I'll never forget it, but we had a lot of family coming from Italy, and my dad insisted on a tripe table.
He had to have it.
We had to have it. I'll never forget sitting at the wedding hall with the people, and they were like, but we need the tripe, the tripe. I go, Daddy, no, nobody's
eating it.
The tripe.
Nobody wants it.
No,
right.
No. We had a full spread of tripe, which what is it, cow's lining?
I have no idea. It's like stomach lining, right? Or something like that, right?
Yeah. It was popular. People were eating it up. I was like,
I mean,
all
that's
right.
Good.
I guess. I certainly did not eat it. What was the unique thing that they had at your wedding?
We had cupcakes, but before anybody had cupcakes. Oh, it was like 2011.
You're the OG of the cupcakes.
The truth is that there's a famous cupcake maker in this area, okay? And before she even opened her restaurant, she did our cupcakes. This was 10 years ago at this point, yeah. So it was before cupcakes, but we also had a cake, too, because we're extra like that.
Yeah, Becky wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, milk and cookie shooters with cake pops. These look fantastic. She even posted a picture if you want to see.
Delicious.
Fantastic.
Delicious.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what was the wedding food trend you had at your wedding?
We served pizza slices to our guests as they left. Instead of wedding favors, we were going to give them what they really wanted, pizza. It was great.
That is great.
That
You're 100%
good.
Right. Nobody wants the... I don't know how you, what do you call it? I guess you call them favors in English, right?
Yeah, well, I mean,
right?
Everybody has different favors.
Bombonier, you don't call it that?
What is that?
It's like the junk that they give you, like at the end of the night, like the stopper that goes in the wine, like the, you know?
What?
The wedding favors.
What kind of favors is that?
Yeah.
It's a stopper that goes in the wine?
You know, like the thing that goes in the
bottle.
Oh,
like a little swag bag, I guess?
Yeah, you know, they give you something on a table wrapped.
Yeah, we did like shot glasses.
Exactly.
At ours, right? But you know something? I go to friends' bars and I always still see them.
Mm.
I still have half a gross of them left over.
We just got a Facebook message from Joseph. He said they served White Castle cheeseburgers as part of the cocktail hour.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Slider action. Nothing wrong with that.
Weddings are back. And the best part about weddings are the food. What was the unique thing that you served at your wedding? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
It was actually my son and daughter-in-law's wedding. They had the most delicious pierogies I've ever had. They were cheese, potato, and sautéed in butter at this station and served with caramelized onions and a dollop of sour cream, like, to die for. That was all we needed.
You just camp out next to the sauté dish?
Oh, gosh, it was so good. And I'm not a pierogi eater, but I will tell you, they were like little pillows of happiness.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. But that's the best part about weddings, too, Raven, is that, like, because everything is free, that you try things that you wouldn't normally try. Because you're like, I don't got to pay for it. If I don't like it, I just don't eat it.
Good morning, Anna and Raven. What did you serve at your wedding?
We had a barbecue food truck.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, well, that does sound delicious. I mean, I like barbecue anywhere. And if I'm wearing a rental suit, barbecue is totally cool.
Right, a little bit of barbecue sauce right on that front of that white shirt. Who cares?
No
cares. Going right back and going in a bag.
Yeah.
Literally going to drop it back off after.
No way it's going to make it smell worse. That's for sure. So who cares?
Yeah.
You're right.
I hope you gave floss with people as they were walking out.
Like,
thank you for coming. Here you go. Here's some floss for your teeth.
Yeah, it was good.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do they serve at your wedding?
I forced my wife to let us get an ice luge, and all my friends and I took shots out of it all night. Jaeger shots right down the luge. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good idea to kick the evening off, but by the end of the night, people were getting really sloppy, and the wives and dates were not all that happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, if you just want to make out with your friends, you should just do that, right? Instead, with shot glasses.
For sure, yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I feel like it starts off as a good idea, but then by the end of it, it's just like melting.
It's disgusting.
And people want to ride down it.
Right.
It's just never a good idea.
Ride down it? How big of an ice luge are you talking about
giant
for drinks?
Oh, I have huge ice sculptures at mine.
Right. That's a big one.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you serve at your wedding?
Oh, we jumped right on the cupcake bandwagon. We didn't have a wedding cake. We had a cupcake tower. And honestly, now I regret it. I kind of wish we did the cake cutting, the tradition. I do regret it.
I mean, you could have cut a small cake. Is it the actual act of cutting it or the fact that you've got something the size of a football in your freezer to open up at your one-year anniversary and take a tepid little taste of? What is the part that you regret the most?
I think it's a really particular moment of the wedding. You know, you have the big cake tower and everybody stops and watches you cut it. You smash it in the face. You know, that's cute. And we didn't do any of that.
Oh, you didn't even smash a cupcake in your husband's face?
No,
I mean, you can do it right now. You can do it today.
No, we didn't even do that.
Cupcake thing was a big thing. Everybody was getting cupcakes for a while.
I prefer the cupcakes.
I really do.
Yeah. The cake, I feel like, it's just not for me. It's a little bloated. But sorry you can't have the moment back. That's too bad.
Thanks.
Well, you should buy a big cake for your 10-year anniversary. Boom.
There you go.
And Ann Raven, what'd you serve at your wedding?
So it was actually awesome. When our guests left the wedding, we had a ice cream food truck on their way out so everybody could get sundaes on the way home. People still talk about it.
That is the best. I went to one wedding that had an ice cream food truck when I left, and it was my favorite thing. We had just had dessert, and then we walked out, and they were making ice cream cookies like with
it's
like
crazy.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Pandemonium.
Goosefaba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
25% of people feel guilty about going on vacation. That's a big number considering.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And 55% sad, of Americans don't use all of their vacation by the end of the year. And it turns out it's one of the worst things you can do. We're seeing a huge boom right now in travel, and there's good reason for it because it has a lot of health benefits. You ready for some guy on the internet to tell us about it, Raven?
Sure.
Taking a vacation is good for your heart. The Journal of American Medical Association found that men who took frequent annual vacations were 32% less likely to die from a heart attack.
That's nice.
Whoa.
Seems like a good result, right?
Right. Like you go on vacation, you're not going to die from a heart attack?
Well, I can use all the help that I can get in that category.
Yeah, and for women, it's 8 times more likely not to die from a heart attack, which seems crazy.
Take your days off. One thing that drives me nuts is people who don't take their days off from work. Mm. There is not a job that important on the planet.
Surgeon.
Not one. No, go on vacation. There's another surgeon to do your job while you're gone.
Well, are they as good as you? That's the question, Raven.
God
taking
complex.
A vacation can help with depressive symptoms. Those who took vacations had more life satisfaction and more meaning in their lives.
I mean,
okay,
right?
Yeah,
again, more information. Sounds like it's a good idea.
Yeah, keeps going.
Taking a vacation can be good for your family life, but the odds of marital satisfaction increase as the number of vacations increase, which means more vacations, more marital satisfaction.
Well, right, because the more vacations you go on with your wife, you're like, guess what?
Yeah.
We're going to Vegas next week. Guess what?
Right.
We're going to the Bahamas next week.
Those all seem good.
Right.
Yep.
It seems like a no-brainer.
It's
going
to be more intimate times, more fun times.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a vacation can be a stress buster. A study done on 900 attorneys in Canada found lower stress levels upon returning from vacation. And those benefits lasted 5 weeks upon returning from vacation.
Wait a minute. Who cares how attorneys feel anyways?
In Canada. Do you think in Canada they have less stress than attorneys? Like, I assume in Canada everything is less stressful than America.
No, I'm with you.
So, like,
I'm with you.
I don't know if their attorneys are less stressed than our attorneys, so maybe that statistic doesn't work across the border.
I mean, unless you're like, you know, an oil worker or a gold miner or a lumberjack. But other than that, I feel like the rest of Canada is less stress. You might be right.
Yeah.
Taking a vacation can boost your productivity. Found that those who took 10 additional hours of vacation time actually did almost 10% better on their end year reviews.
Well, there you go. You can just tell your boss that if you want me to take this vacation, I'll just work harder.
I would imagine the number one reasons why people feel guilty is either they left the kids at home.
Mm.
Right. Or they left work, unfinished work at home, or something that they've, you know what I mean? Like, all those things can be pushed off. Like,
well,
your kids will still be there.
I find for me, what makes me like stressed out about going on vacation is the amount of work that has to go into it to be able to go on vacation.
But do you think regular people's lives are like that? That's how yours and mine's lives are. But do you think that other people, for the most part, with a regular job, they have to do all that prep before they actually just go away?
I don't know, but you should probably hear this.
You're not ready for it. Taking a vacation can help you live longer.
What?
Those who took short vacations had higher BMIs, worse self-rated health, and a higher all-cause mortality. That means dying from anything.
I don't understand half the words that dude just said. But the more he talks, the more I feel like maybe we should just leave today.
Right, we should go right now. Show's over.
Take a vacation.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven on our text line.
Mm.
If you're listening to your favorite song and you still play the air guitar, that's all I need to know about you.
You know what? Sometimes you're just feeling it. Sometimes you are just feeling it.
You know, it's hard because you don't really know when things go out of style, but they do. Like, they go out of style.
Yeah, no, like, it happens.
Do you know that dabbing is now also out of style? I learned that because I dabbed the other day in front of my 12-year-old daughter, and she looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you're like 3 years too late on that.
But I finally perfected the dab.
Yeah.
And the swoosh thing.
I would say that the air guitar, though, in the times of where some people are still leery, they're like, are we social distancing? Are we not? Or whatever, also works better at this time. You know what I mean? Because then you're like, you're soloing, right?
You're doing,
you got your own little thing going on there. So
No, I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for me. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're doing it.
You should have seen my daughter Hayden's face when I asked her if she wanted me to teach her how to Dougie.
She was like, what?
She's like, no, mommy. Yeah. Like, please don't say that to other people.
Right.
All right.
If you're considering crawling on the floor underneath the door so you can get into a fitting room, that's all I need to know about you.
I do this all the time.
I went shopping with my wife yesterday. Yeah. And, you know, some stores, the fitting rooms are open. Some stores, they're still not open whatever. And it's a nightmare. And honestly, I don't know how you guys deal with it, where you have to shop all the time and then you have to go back and return everything that you bought.
Uh-huh.
So I was just like, you know what? I was like, I started shaking the door. I was like, I'm going to jimmy this door and you just get under there. And the fact is that while my wife was simultaneously trying on shorts over her shorts in the store, and I'm trying to break the door open, the woman came over and she was like, listen, the doors are actually going to be open in like a week. She's like, but if you don't tell anybody, I'll open it for you right now.
Oh, good.
And she let us in that fitting room.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, after she did that, the store was mobbed and everybody wanted a fitting room and they gave it all to him. She was just like, all right, as long as you people understand that they have not been cleaned in the last hour. And everybody was like, who cares?
It's funny. No, I go underneath to get in. If you have a locked fitting room and I can't find another one, like if I'm in a big department store, I'm going right under.
Good for you.
My husband started trying on shirts in the middle of Costco the other day. I was like,
whatever it takes.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever it takes. I do love those Costco shirts, though.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
When people pull up into a parking spot anywhere and they open up their door and pour out their coffee in a parking spot, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, the people that empty their coffee.
Yes. Or cups or soda, because somebody's going to drive through that or actually have to step through that.
It's true. You bring up an excellent point. I've always thought about that, too, because you can see the coffee stain on the pavement. Absolutely.
I know. I mean, I don't know where you could pour it out, but I'm sure it's not really on someone else's pavement.
You know what I do? I pour it in bushes, and I don't know if that's right. Am I the only one that does that?
I do the same thing. I think people are going to think I'm weird, like I'm feeding animals.
But, I mean, I don't know, though. Is soda or coffee better for the bush than it is the pavement? I mean, are you doing the bush any favors
there?
Well,
it's like I'm watering it.
Yeah, versus, I don't know if the tree feels the same way. I don't know if the tree feels like a Diet Coke is a water. I don't know.
I don't know either, actually.
Well, if you see squirrels, obviously they're drinking coffee.
Yeah,
clearly.
Maybe that's what we're doing.
When you see a squirrel going crazy, running up and down a tree at 100 miles per hour, you know they just had your coffee.
I sure am relieved you guys are there to look out for the pavement, though.
1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text. When that show Manifest first came out, Raven, I was obsessed with it. And I remember coming in so excited to talk to you guys about it. And everybody, you looked at me and you were like, nobody's watching that show, Anna. Nobody's watching Manifest. And you guilted me into stop watching it after the first season because you told me nobody was watching it.
Watch yourself. I wouldn't say that I guilted you. What I did was I saved you the heartache of going through a few seasons of the show and then realizing that, wait a minute, they're going to cancel the show and you're not going to get the ending to it. And oh, lo and behold, the day has arrived.
It's true.
I mean, it did take 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Spread out over something like 4 years. That should tell you that they were thinking about the show. It would be on the shelf, off the shelf, or whatever. But I'm sorry that, you know, you were upset then.
All right, so over the last 24 hours, they've made announcements on what shows have been canceled and which have been renewed. Now, there is a difference between when your show gets canceled and you're in the middle of a storyline, like in Manifest. Like, we don't know what happened. Like, that's it. We
never
don't get the
know.
Rest of the story. Like, I feel like they should put out, like, a blog that just gives you an update on what happened.
Right,
so
right.
You have that closure.
There's a difference between that, though, and when a show has announced, like, this season will be the last season or next season will be the last season, like Ozark or Better Call Saul. A bunch of them are ending right now.
The Crown.
Yeah. Good shows that are going to be ending.
Ellen, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. All of those have announced endings. And like they'll tidy it up and they'll finish it.
I also say that reality series are not the same as regular scripted dramas.
No,
I would say that.
Yeah, I agree with you. So these are the shows that are getting chopped that it was like out of nowhere. Manifest, that's the one that's trending everywhere today because people are so upset because we're really in the middle of a huge storyline and you're not going to know what happened.
And so you still have been watching it?
When I catch it, I'll catch up on an episode, but not like I was addicted in the first season.
Yeah.
So there's that.
It's funny now, every time a show gets canceled too, people, they scream to the heavens. First, they ask Jesus, and then they ask Netflix to bail that show
out.
That's what they do.
Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, gone. American Housewife, gone. Rebel, that's that new one that had so much hype with Peggy Bundy, otherwise known as Katie Sagal.
Yep. Right, right. So when you see a show getting overhyped, though, like Zoe's Playlist, like those promos were on every 10 seconds.
I try to watch that show.
That should tell you
I couldn't watch it.
That the show's having some trouble.
I'm like, stop singing, people. You know, like
I can't even believe that they're talking about getting rid of Good Girls. I like that show.
Yeah. Top three shows that were canceled that people were shocked about.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Girls. Okay. That's one with Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Number two, House of Cards.
Yeah.
And number one, Roseanne.
I think that the thing that's shocking about all three of those, there's a common thread. Their characters became troublesome.
Yeah.
They're real
in
people.
Real life. Beca-
right. So mm-hmm. Lena Dunham had a time where she was just kind of starting a lot of stuff and things were happening and then it didn't turn out to be factual and that was bad. Roseanne Barr, we all know what happened there.
Yeah.
Right. And House of Cards, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you look at it like that, like it's not all that shocking, but sometimes you have a show that's so great and then all of a sudden it just gets like I have a show that I watched that I didn't discover when it was on, like, so it was on USA, Imposters is the show. And I discovered it on Netflix and had no idea that it had already been canceled when I started watching it and went three seasons in.
Oh, it's heartache.
And it was such a good show that I literally watched those actors in other shows and pretend that they're just acting those roles. So that I can feel like I'm looking in on their character.
Wouldn't you feel better if
it's
there was
weird.
A blog? If there was just a blog
totally
that wrapped
weird.
It up?
No, you're right. You're yeah. right. Maybe no. I would feel better. Yeah. You're right.
I'm not possibly. Feeling so good for Manifest. I don't think it's getting a wrap up. That's for sure.
No, it's sad.
I've just been dreading this all day because I didn't want to do it.
Or you don't want to try it.
I don't
right?
want to try it. It just sounds so nasty.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right to me, man. And I've tried some crazy stuff before.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest food trends on TikTok right now. But is it an elaborate marketing scheme or is it legit? Here's the guy talking about what you have to do that everybody's trying.
Watermelon and yellow mustard. Trust me on this. It is so good. Grab yourself a juicy watermelon. Get yourself some French's yellow mustard. It has to be French's. Pour that sucker on. It's so tangy. It's so vinegary. And it matches so well with the watermelon's sweet juiciness. This is so good.
Mm.
This dude's a liar. Anybody that excited, the voice is so animated and whatnot. This dude is a liar. No. He's like, I'm doing this to either go viral and get
uh-huh.
famous.
Well, yes.
Or I'm doing this because I got paid from French's.
Oh, well, so he is like a viral TikTok star. So I immediately assumed French's cut him a big fat check.
Right.
Because you could only use French's yellow mustard for
right.
this watermelon.
It's gotta
it
be
tastes
that
delicious.
One. Gotta be that one.
But everybody is doing it. And I, for me, it just sounds so disgusting to put mustard on watermelon. But I guess we have to try it. So here we are. Now, Raven, how are you? What's your plan? Because I put the
what's
mustard.
My plan? I have to have a plan.
Well, because I put my mustard on my watermelon like I was putting it on a hot dog.
Yeah.
Like I like
gonna,
squiggled the line over it.
I think I'm going to dip. I'm going to dip it.
All right.
That way I can back away and get more like regular. Like if I taste it and it's repulsive.
Yeah.
Then I can back away and use the rest of the watermelon to wash it down.
Okay.
You see?
All right.
And to be honest, I'm not a big mustard person. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not my favorite condiment, but.
All right, you can watch this all on our Instagram or Facebook.
Oh, you already put it on there?
I already put mine on.
Okay.
Look, I put on like a hot dog, see?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It smells like mustard.
It smells like mustard. It smells
mustard.
Like mustard and watermelon.
But it's early in the morning.
All right, let's just go. Ready? Ready? Are you ready?
Yes, fine. Why did you give me a knife to pick up the
watermelon?
Oh, because
I'm eating it like with a fork and a knife like a weirdo. Who eats watermelon with a fork and a knife? This girl does when she's eating it with mustard.
All right,
ready?
Here we go.
One, two, three. It's nasty.
It's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, I don't like it. You like it?
Let me try it again.
Because I don't love yellow mustard, so that might be a problem, too.
I don't either, though.
Try it again. You eat it again. I don't want more. Don't chew into the mic because it sounds so gross.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, I'm in the middle of doing a radio program while eating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my fault.
Yeah. I don't
it's
want
actually,
it again.
It's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I'm grossed out by it. So essentially what it comes down to is that we don't really have a decision for you and you're going to have to try this yourself.
You remember last year when I had the watermelon with the salt and the tequila?
Yes.
This kind of has that same effect.
But you were drunk, so it was different at that
right.
point.
I would, yeah. If I'm standing there
yeah.
and the choice is
tequila.
Watermelon with salt and tequila.
Yes.
And I think there might have been some mint in there or whatever, mint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Versus the watermelon versus the French's, I'm going to do the watermelon, salt, and tequila.
Of course.
But It's not repulsive. It's not what I thought it would be. I got to tell you. I mean, it's not quite as bad as I thought it would be.
If I had a hot dog right now, I'd be much happier than this.
Yeah, I mean, I tried it, and it's not that terrible, but I'm still not going to talk about it like that other guy did. Oh, my God!
It's so good!
It's going to be Brit
cheese! Trust me, it's the greatest thing you've ever had in your life! Yeah.
Yeah, he totally got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Here it comes. It's the Craigslist Price is Right!
Hi, Kashif. Today we're playing Craigslist Price is Right Father's Day Edition. It's real easy to play. So Anna is going to describe for me an item that's for sale right now on Craigslist. I'm going to take a shot at the price. All you have to do, Kashif, is tell us whether or not my guess is higher, lower, or equal to the actual listed price, okay? Do that and you win a $50 gift card from Home Depot.
Awesome, great.
All right, today we've got a Star Wars memorabilia large collection.
Oh, boy.
Well, when we were talking about Father's Day, I was like, what would Raven want as a dad? And I know that this is exactly what he would want. But wait till I read to you what the description is, because this is a diehard fan right here.
Go.
Up for sale is my Star Wars memorabilia collection, which I've been collecting for decades. Since I am moving, I need to downsize my collection. I really don't want to sell the Star Wars stuff, but I have no choice. Many of these items come from my enrollment in the Star Wars fan club. Picture this guy
as
dork.
As Urkel?
Right. Okay. 100%.
All right.
Because he is so upset that he has to get rid of this stuff, but it keeps defending it. And I don't actually think he's going to sell it.
All right. Continue on.
Okay. These are items that I've also obtained through my daily travels and thought it may be worth something someday. The highlights of this auction include postcards, most are from Star Wars Fan Club, as well as other Target promotional cards and two membership cards, unsigned, Taco Bell and Burger King food promo items, two Fruit Loop proof of purchase barcodes, which I was going to use for a Star Wars Insider periodical.
Oh my gosh.
Various fan club letters and advertisements, 2003 membership punch-out display, George Lucas poster, and an Episode 3 promo Father's Day poster, plus a TV guide.
Oh, my God. Let me see the photos, please.
Okay.
Is that it for a description?
Oh, no, there's so much more, but I'm going to leave it at that. There's so much more.
I mean, these sound like collectible items only to a person that cares about them. Many of these, I'm sure, I don't know if the value is really there. Let me see.
He has 13 pictures of different items.
Okay, so... All right, so there's some various posters, fan posters. Let me see another picture, please.
Okay, right.
I'm going to need to see some items. Like, posters are one thing, but let me see some items.
How about the Burger King crowns?
I mean, again, Star Wars Burger King crowns. Weird. I mean, does he have any, like, figures or spaceships or anything?
No, but here is the TV guide. Would you like to see the TV guide?
Oh, my gosh. All right, this collection, total collection. I mean, clearly he loves it. He doesn't want to get rid of it. He thinks it's got some intricate value, but I think he's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I am selling this lot for a reasonable price, and I will not sell any of these items individually. Do not ask.
I'm going. Wow.
Do you want to see the Fruit Loops proof of purchase?
No. This is terribly difficult, this one. I'm going. He's got to get some money for it. I'm going $400.
$400
for the Star Wars collection that is questionable as a collection.
All right. Kashif, do you believe that the actual retail price of this lot from this guy who is so obsessed with it is higher than $400, lower than $400, or is that the actual retail price?
I'm going to say it's lower.
You would be correct. Actual retail price,
$30.
I mean, bro, all that storyline for $30. Congratulations, Kasha. You've got the $50 gift card to Home Depot.
Thank you.
I mean, the guy fooled me.
I know.
He fooled me. Hold on. We'll get your info.
We'll have your shot to win tomorrow, same time. What is your big decision today? It may be big, maybe small. 1-800-330-9999. Most Americans have hard time making decisions, so we try to help you out with it.
Yeah, I mean, big or small, everybody is faced with decisions every day. So you've seen me texting over here a little bit more than normal over the last 8 minutes or so.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're not paying attention.
Well, today I have a big decision. Either I'm going to piss off my wife or disappoint my kid. So it's one or the other.
All right, what's happening?
My son really wants a jet ski. He's been all over a jet ski.
Still this jet ski?
Yeah, so here's the thing is you can't get them. Nobody's delivering them on time, all right? They're not showing up on time. And he's very impatient, just like his mother in many ways. So the problem is that he's been working really hard. He's been making great money. It's up to him if he wants to do it. If he needs me to co-sign, I said, you know what? You caught me at the right time. I'll do it. So we put a deposit down on one jet ski. Jet ski has not come in yet at this point. Brand new jet ski. Beautiful jet ski. Hasn't come in yet at this point.
Okay.
Now he wants to buy a used jet ski that's down the street that he can find that he can ride it right now because his friends are already out on the river. I kind of get it. I kind of understand it. But he wants to do it like today because he believes that it'll be sold like, you know, in the next 15 minutes or whatever. And of course, my wife needs her, me to back her up because she's getting ready to fly to go see her sister in California. So I either run around with my wife and handle the things that she needs all day, or I make this stop over at the jet ski place, too. By the way, the jet ski place on the other side of the planet. Take me like an hour to get there.
I mean, you got to just, why can't Alicia come with you to sign for this other jet ski?
Because she's like, jet ski problems are not real problems.
Okay.
She's like, I have travel problems. Those are real problems.
Well, you want my opinion on what you should do?
Yeah, what are we going
to
do?
I think your decision there is... You just say to her, I don't want to disappoint our son, and we're all going to go together.
It's a family affair.
Right.
So the baby wins just because he's the baby. He has a beard.
Yeah.
I've told you this before. He's a grown man. He has a beard.
It's a tough decision. I think that Alicia just has to, like, suck it up because the kids always trump everything happening in her life anyway.
Man. I don't know.
My decision is a lot, not
what is yours?
Dire as that.
It doesn't involve water equipment?
You know, I bought a dress that was final sale, and I knew it didn't fit, and it was a size too small.
So it was a halo dress. It was, you know, a gold dress.
Yeah. So yeah. I say, all right, I lose 6 pounds before my vacation next month. I go, this dress is golden, right?
You've been talking about
this. Yep. But my husband went to my mom's house last night, and she sent home this most delicious tray of pasta with meatballs, right? And I just can't describe how delicious these meatballs look. So last night I go, I'm only going to have one meatball. So I had the meatball. I go, that's it. Just one.
Yeah, just one.
But now, tomorrow I'm going to be good. No more meatballs.
Yeah.
All I keep thinking about is like, I want to go home and I want to eat. I want to plow right through.
So the meatballs
are still
in your fridge.
Yeah.
That was the mistake you made. Because if you were really committed to doing the right thing, you would have thrown them out.
My mouth is
drooling. As soon as you ate the one, you would have thrown the rest out.
No, other people in the house, other people have to eat the meatballs, Raven. What are you, crazy? Well, this is my mom's meatballs.
If you were doing the right thing, they should be gone by the time you get home.
Should I eat the meatballs, yes or no?
I would want them.
See?
I mean, I would want them. Yeah. You're going to be mad about it later.
Yeah, it's true.
But if you don't eat them, guess what? You're going to eat something else tomorrow or whatever, and you'll be just as mad at yourself.
I could have a protein shake. Oh, God, it's not the same as my mom's
meatballs.
Versus
the meatballs, yeah. Right.
What's your big decision today? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I'm trying to lose a few pounds so I could fit into this dress that I bought when I go on vacation next month. And I said I was going to be good. And then last night, my husband stopped at my mom's house on the way home and came back with this big tray of pasta and meatballs. And I just want to eat all the meatballs.
It's tough to be a girl, man. Those different things that you got to manage. That one meatball could push it. Maximum density. Or if you forego, maybe you would fit right in it like a slinky model.
Oh, hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Anna, I actually have a solution for your problem.
Don't say you only eat half a meatball because I'm not going to eat half a meatball.
Right. I mean, don't even say cut a meatball in half because we all know that's ridiculous.
Freeze the meatballs, go on your trip, come home and eat them, and they'll taste just as good, I promise.
She's not freezing them. The parents own restaurant. She's not freezing them. She can get meatballs whenever she wants. These are meatballs that were pressed upon her,
yeah.
And she could not deny the meatballs. It's a different circumstance.
Oh, all right.
They're so good.
Well, now I totally understand. I don't have a solution. Eat the meatballs.
That's right. What I'm saying. Right? I mean, we're powerless. We're all powerless here.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's your big decision today?
My decision is that my daughter has been begging to get her first manicure and pedicure, and I told her she's too young, but I'm thinking I might let her do it.
How old is she?
She's 4.
Okay. Well, it depends. So Hayden, my oldest, she was 3, and she was like, I mean, just like her nails, and just her manicure. I mean, it was like a fun little girl. She, you know, mommy gets it. She would go, not like a full manicure, like they just painted her nails.
Sure.
And it was really cute and fun. Dakota, who's 2.5, I can't imagine taking her anytime soon.
If she sits in the chair.
Yeah, forget it.
She's going to kick that lady.
Yeah, no, she's not allowed.
No. I mean, come on.
Is she responsible for her, where, like, she really wants to and she'll sit there and, you know, she'll sit there quietly?
I think she would, possibly, if I'm talking to her. She might stay seated.
She would, possibly, if I'm talking to her, right?
Yeah.
I say go for it.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's your big decision for today?
I have to decide whether to spend Father's Day morning with my kids or go golfing with my buddies. So my wife says it's up to me, but I think it's a trap.
Right. It's usually a trap, man. It is usually a trap. But, I mean, it is supposed to be your day. What'd she do on Mother's Day? Did she go do her own thing, or did she, you know, spend it with you guys all day?
I sent her for a massage because I knew she'd enjoy that. So she was gone for most of the day, and then we all had dinner together.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so
that's
thinking we could all have dinner together as a family, but I could still golf, you know, in the morning and be back after lunch.
Well, if she did that, it's not a trap.
No.
If she spent the whole day taking care of the kids on Mother's Day, then it's a trap.
Anna, you're so wrong. All right. If that's what she did, you are entitled to spend the day that way, but it's still a trap. It's 100% a trap,
agreed,
man.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Martin and Dana. Dana, let's start with you. What's going on?
We have a restaurant, and we own the restaurant. We have high school students that work for us. One of the girls got caught stealing cash from the register, and Martin fired her. The problem is that her family is going through a financial crisis, and they might be losing their home, so I want to rehire the girl. I want to hire her back, but Martin doesn't want to.
How are you aware that they're going through a financial crisis? She told you as she was fired, or what? What happened with that?
Well, I heard from the other kids that work for us, because they're all high school students, so they all go to school together.
How did you catch her stealing?
It was from the register, like the camera.
Oh, okay. All right, Martin, that's tough.
Yes.
Why don't you want to give her another chance?
It sets a bad precedent. I mean, stealing is wrong. I feel bad for the family, but, you know, that doesn't give, just because someone is stealing for the right reasons doesn't make it right. It's still stealing, and we can't have thieves working in our restaurant. I mean, we're, you know, barely making by as is, and I feel bad for her, but no, we can't bring her back. It'll make us look like suckers, and other people will steal from us.
How much money are we talking about? How much was she taking from the register?
The time we caught her was about $70, but who knows how many other times we may have missed it if she wasn't bringing up her orders.
Right. Guaranteed, if you caught her one time, chances are she did it before that. And the fact is that $70 doesn't pay the rent or the family's mortgage, Anna. I mean, it's not like you have no idea what she's taking that money for. It could be something not as noble as let me make sure that we've got some money in the house. When people are nervous or anxious or whatever, they act out in different ways. And stealing is a common one. So, I mean, she could be taking that money and buying herself something ridiculous because shopping makes her feel better. I mean, do we worry about how everybody feels and how everybody is going through something? You have to protect your own enterprise.
Thank you.
Take this situation out of it, right? If you didn't know that she had stolen from you and all that, was she remorseful and was she a good employee?
Yeah, I think so.
She was fine. She was a fine waitress. But again, the point stands, once you've done something wrong, that's it. I mean, the employee agreement, I actually don't remember what our application says, but I'm guessing
it says, don't do that.
Is not allowed.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
See what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Dana. She's going through a hard time. She's a teenager. Maybe cutting her a little slack and helping her out is the right thing to do. But they may see Martin's side, too. It sets a bad precedent to all the other employees if you do take her back and you have to kind of take a stand on what she did was wrong.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Martin and Dana own a restaurant, and they have a bunch of teenagers that work for them, high school kids. And they caught one of the girls stealing cash from the register, and Martin promptly let her go. Well, you know, all those kids are friends, and Dana found out kind of through the grapevine from the other employees that her parents are going through some really hard times. They may be getting let go from their rental, they're losing their home, and now she feels so bad that she wants to reach out to the girl to bring her back in.
This is going to sound cold, but I'm just going to say you can't save everybody, all right? And you have no idea what their problems are. You have no idea what that money she was stealing was going for. She could use it for shopping. She could use it for intoxicating things in her life. I mean, honestly, you have no idea why that girl might be stealing the house. And yeah, her family might be going through some financial trouble. But I mean, if you're a thief,
You're a thief.
See, I have a problem here where I feel like if this was a 23-year-old, I would feel differently. But when you're talking about somebody that's so impressionable and young, this could be your time to intervene and make a change and to have a conversation. And then they'll remember you forever. And then you change the course of their life.
And you can do it at the cost of your livelihood, the thing that puts food on your table and pays your mortgage.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Couples Court.
Well, I'm on Martin's side. And the reason why is I've managed many retail establishments, and someone told me a long time ago that whether you steal a dollar or you steal a million, you're still stealing. And you can be empathic and understanding to this individual, but yet it'll happen again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. Martin and Dana own a restaurant, and they caught one of the teenagers that worked for them stealing from the register. They let her go. But now Dana has found out from the other high schoolers that work at the restaurant that her parents are going through a really difficult time financially. And she feels that they should reach out, have her come back, have a conversation. Martin disagrees.
Yeah, listen, there are tough financial times that strike families all the time. That happens, right? And you'd like to help people in your community. And if they ask for help, then it's different. Then you can kind of try and attack the problem. But if you can't trust somebody that works for you, it's a terrible situation. If you've had something stolen from you before, it's not a good feeling.
But is there such a thing as second chances, especially when you're trying to help somebody in their teenage years? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on his side. Can't hire a thief.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, trust is such a big deal, right? I mean, you'd probably like to help this person if you could, especially if the story's got truth to it, but trust and faith is a big deal. And when you're talking about somebody that's in your home or in your place of business or caring for your family or your livelihood, if you don't have trust, you're in bad shape.
Yeah, you also have to look out, you know, was she looking to take on extra shifts?
Right. Well, yeah, that's true, too.
I think if she would have come clean and asked for extra work, and it would have made a little more sense, but... Yeah, it's a tough thing.
Yeah, but you come clean before something happens, not after.
Yeah, no, you're
happens.
Right.
You
no,
ask
I don't.
For help.
I feel sad. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
It's a hard decision. I'm a manager myself, and I had an employee take money from us, but she was a teenager, and I got her back because I knew that was I had to give everybody a second chance. And I believe in second chances.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Thank you.
Call.
Have a good morning.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, I really would feel very bad for this young lady. I would not press charges, but would I take her back? No, I think it is setting a precedent. Is she paying back the money? That's another thing. But no, I wouldn't take her back. I think he's right. He has to be protective of his business also.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Martin, our audience agreed with you. Unfortunately, what it does is it sets a bad precedent for everybody else if you took her back. So you kind of have to stand by letting her go. Dana, I'm sorry. I understand having a big heart. I immediately feel bad for this girl, and I don't even know her. So I can understand where you're coming from.
I'm glad the audience understands where we're coming from. We have to do it this way.
Well, they're not being very considerate.
Well, it's not easy to be the business owner and the boss either, though. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were considerate to everybody all the time, Dana, you might find yourself without a business. You know, that happens. I mean, maybe if anything, you want to reach out to this girl, communicate with this girl. Maybe there's other ways that you can help her without putting your business, your livelihood in jeopardy.
Well, that's a thought.
Good idea.
I mean, she is losing her home.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Debbie, I got a good feeling about this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Debbie.
Okay.
Thank you. You too.
We have $1,200 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Rachel McAdams turned down the role of Andrea Sachs in The Devil Wears Prada 3 times, the director said. Who eventually took that role?
Anne Hathaway.
Number two, Girl Scouts say they have a surplus of 15 million unsold cookies because of the pandemic and declining memberships. What is the name of the peanut butter sandwich cookie that has crunchy oatmeal on the outside and creamy peanut butter inside?
Oh, I like these. Do-si-dos.
Me too. Number three, Justin Bieber and Megan Thee Stallion will headline, among others, at Jay-Z's Made in America Music Festival over Labor Day weekend. In what city is that festival held?
Oh, Chicago.
Number four, Salma Hayek said that her pet owl once coughed up a rat hairball on Harry Styles' head. Weird story. Salma Hayek voiced Kitty Softpaws in what 2011 animated movie?
Oh, Puss in Boots. I don't know.
And number five, Beauty and the Beast is getting a musical prequel series on Disney Plus. It'll focus on Gaston. But who is his sidekick?
The candle.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Debbie got 3 out of 5.
Okay, Debbie. Not too bad. Let's see how I do. $1,200.
Number one, Rachel McAdams turned down the role of Andrea Sachs in The Devil Wears Prada 3 times, the director said. Who eventually took that role?
Anne Hathaway.
Yes. Number two, Girl Scouts say they have a surplus of 15 million unsold cookies because of the pandemic and declining memberships.
Wow.
What is the name of the peanut butter cookie sandwich that has crunchy oatmeal on the outside and creamy peanut butter inside?
Do-si-dos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping you were going to get confused with tagalongs.
I eat them both.
I know.
I enjoy them both.
Yeah.
I envisioned a tag along and knew that wasn't it.
Number three, Justin Bieber and Megan Thee Stallion will headline, among others, at Jay-Z's Made in America Music Festival over Labor Day weekend. In what city is that held?
Well, I'm going to take a guess and say that it's New York.
No, it's Philadelphia.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Number four, Selma Hayek said that her pet owl once coughed up a rat hairball on Harry Styles. Selma Hayek voiced Kitty Softpaws in what 2011 animated movie?
Kitty Softpaw, I'll guess. It would have to be the spinoff of Shrek, right? Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
Yes!
I really wanted him not to get that. I really didn't, because I don't think he has a shot.
It's a good thing
dark.
I'm so humble.
Yeah. All right. How about number five, though? Beauty and the Beast is getting a musical prequel series on Disney Plus. It'll focus on Gaston. Who is his sidekick? You have no idea.
It was like a teacup, right?
No, it was not a teacup. It was not a candlestick. It was not Maurice. No, it was LaFoe.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
LaFoe? All right. Well, you guys tied at 3. What that does, Debbie, is that'll get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt. I'm sorry. I can't give you the cash.
You sure it wasn't a teacup?
Well, that's
okay. It's not a teacup.
All right.
All right. What was the teacup's name?
I don't know. Tea.
Mrs. Potts. What was her son's name? Chip. Okay, yeah.
Okay, wait, I won.
Thank you for playing, Debbie.
This is Debbie, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Debbie. Hold on.
Thanks.
We're going to give Raven's brain a few days off, so we'll come back on Tuesday with that jackpot at $1,300.